The current spoiler warning level is crimson.
Friends and folks, for this episode, you're looking at a spoiler warning level of crimson. We're talking about a bunch of machines from the whole length of Mobile Suit Gundam, The Witch from Mercury. So that's G-Witch, that's both seasons, that's the whole thing. And there's some spoilery details in here too. So, you know, just play it safe. If you don't want to hear about G-Witch, don't listen to this episode. But if you do, please enjoy the episode. Hello, friends and folks, and welcome back to another episode of Mechanista NG. And, we've gotten to the point where I, like, look around my desk for something to comment on. That's not great. I'm Six Detmar.
How many episodes are we at? Are we at 280 now or something? Or 278? 279? Something like that.
Something.
Hard to come up with subjects on the fly. Almost a year's worth of these now.
Dylan, what is Digimon number 270?
Digimon don't have numbers. Don't you fuck with me on this?
Yeah, I know.
I was playing digital card battle, so I do have them in my mind, but they don't have numbers.
And we're also joined by a special guest, Chris. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, folks. Good to be here. Which, depending on your reckoning, is either my second or third time.
Of course, a classic Lost episode we had previously on the Astraea. But you know, hey, you know, I just say, Chris, you know, what? Tell people, you know, what your deal is, what you work on, where people can find you. We'll do that. We'll do a sandwich of plugs.
So I run this obscure website MAHQ that may have been mentioned a time or two on this podcast. maybe you've heard of it. Been doing that for 23 years now, and still just in the process of upgrading all of our line art from those teeny tiny old 400 pixel specifications to nice shiny new stuff. So that's taken up a lot of my time. We recently migrated over to Blue Sky, so we're not posting on the Bird app anymore. And we also have a Facebook group, and we have our YouTube channel where you can find past live streams of our podcast Gundam at MAHQ. So that's my little corner of the internet.
All right, wonderful. It's a constant resource for us. I think we end up using the Gundam Wiki a lot just because the cross-linking is really convenient for us, but like very often using the Gundam Wiki, you're like, well, that doesn't make any sense, or seems like it's clearly made up. And yeah,
sometimes they have
the
those weird, like, developed from or developed into, they didn't make it, like, someone was just reaching here, like,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
for sure.
MHQ is a source of information that you can actually believe.
Mm-hmm. I try. I mean, look, MHQ, you know, over 23 years, and in life before that as the Mecha Domain, there's definitely plenty of mistakes, but at least we try to have things as accurate as possible and correct them whenever notified. And I know you all have done that for me on a couple of occasions, so I appreciate any of that feedback.
I mean,
a community around here, we work together.
Considering, you know, you have not even if we include Beyond Gundam, easily a couple. I would venture to say. Okay, if we include all the mecha, do you think you have at least like 5,000 external, you know, mecha links? Probably over that, right?
I don't know. I can tell you way more now that we have the new version of MHQ that's in a CMS. I can tell you that we have about 9,400 pages total on MHQ. So
okay, yeah,
that's a lot of mecha.
Yeah, and there's a lot of stuff to look over. So yeah, again,
but at least, you know, I figure since I'm the one who primarily does the updating, I'm a single point to failure. So if I screw up something, I know what I did and where and can go fix it compared to, you know, at least in the wiki system, you have hundreds, maybe thousands of people just crawling all over the place and who can keep track of what anybody's doing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, and again, especially like, obviously, always depends on what a wiki's rules are. But given that I can't even keep the enforcement of. I really hope they don't post fan art on that wiki. Anyway, I'm just grumpy. Anyway,
I'm not a fan of that either.
I don't feel like it should be there, but it generally doesn't bother me that much, except for when they start doing the unlabeled fan art mixed in with official art, and you're like, hey.
I kind of hate more the oodles of useless and irrelevant trivia on some pages. That just really gets me going.
Yeah. All right. Well, speaking of going and rolling...
Indeed. Let me roll to see what universe we're talking about, what timeline.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know what? We're going all the way.
Are we? What is it?
We're getting married. No.
What? I didn't know this.
Well, listen, there are two possibilities with going all the way, and the other one seemed really inappropriate. We have a guest on the show, right?
Shut the fuck up. Up six. Anyway, what is it?
It's a spreadsheet that we haven't really built.
Oh?
It's Ad Stella. We never really did that.
Yeah.
We wrote down three things with no links. We're gonna build this list on the fly.
Okay, yeah, I didn't even think about that, but I mean, the show is done. We could just add all that for now.
Uh-huh.
Even if there's, like, side stuff still occasionally coming out. Okay. Alright.
Okay, well let me get to, you know.
But are we gonna get married or just be, you know, friends and roommates?
It's normal.
You know, it's open to interpretation.
The interpretation of you're wearing a wedding ring and also have two of your fingernails cut short. It's that detail. It's like you guys really
they're just very close friends, that's all. Nothing more.
Six, figure out what the hell we're adding.
I'm working on it, all right? Yeah. Okay, we got...
What theory did I have on there? I assume it's just the Ariel, the DeLonza, and...
You didn't have the DeLonza.
Oh, wait!
It wasn't out yet. It was
prologue.
It was purely prologue, so it's the Ariel, the Lafrith, and the Beric Bo. So I'll add the DeLonza. I'll add the Daribald.
My Callus... honestly, the Michaelis we could probably... Well, I mean, the Michaelis, I forget.
I just need to throw this together real quick.
I want to
get 10 suits on here, and then we'll figure out how this goes.
Yeah.
Because, you know,
honestly,
very often we make things...
I just completely even forgot we had Adstel on there. Like I said, though, it makes sense that we should have that on there now, so...
And very often we end up, like, putting things as separate entries, and then we talk on the episode and we end up, like, taking up other things anyway. This is just, you know, this is fine. Where the fuck is the fucking... I can't find... There's the Fract. Okay. Okay. And then I need one more. This is 9. Do you have a favorite, Chris?
I like the Ariel rebuild. I know some people like the original better. I also really dig the Ferrect for just being so unconventional as far as a Gundam goes.
Okay. We have both of them on here, so I'm actually gonna add the Prodoros on here as a stand-in for just talking about a bunch of machines that are on screen for like a single frame.
Yeah, just grab all the one episode weirdos on for that one. Okay.
Okay, and now we can roll. Let's see what we get.
Alright.
We got the Prodoros!
Yeah! The one-off weirdos! What a weird way to start with Ad Stella! Sure. This will be fun. Hold on. Let me just go
to... It's too bad I should have made you guess the model number.
I would have no fucking clue.
HU-45P.
I mean, I would know it's one of the weirdos when it has something like that, but, you know...
We'll just talk about weirdos until we're satisfied.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of one-offs. We'll talk about the Prodoros first, obviously, because it's the coolest one. But I'll just grab as many of the one-offs to talk about. Actually, for the Prodoros too, I have unique line art from give me 1 second from the staff art book that came out. The staff art book after Bandai had their classic the ending is up to interpretation, and everyone and all of the staff in this art book just being like, they're married, they're on a honeymoon in this art. You know, just because I think that's funny. But here we go. Let me see, I don't know which artist this is because I cannot read the name. Obviously it's, you know, signed in kanji there. Check out this art, though. It's pretty cool.
Yo, look at the friends.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
From the staff art book. So.
Much better than the screenshot that I'm still rocking, because obviously we haven't gotten a lot of the line art for these one-off friends yet.
Yeah. And hell, even like that first art book came out, and not all of them got... Like, even some of the season one guys did not get line art yet, so it's like, oh... But yeah. The Protoros. The Protoros is a mobile suit that is used by the Dawn of Fold terrorist group in Gundam Witch from Mercury. It only appears in one episode. It is designed by Kanetake Ebikawa. Oh, specifically only the cockpit, according to the wiki. Sorry, I wonder who designed this, actually, because I will say it's kind of a unique design, so it's hard to figure out who actually, like, made it.
It doesn't look like his style, because it's kind of a chonky boy.
Yeah, it looks like it could be, why am I spacing on his name? Guy who did, like, a bunch of, like, other weird, hold on, is it Terioka? Kenji Terioka, I think. The guy who did, like, on IBO, he did, like, the tanks and whatnot. But he also was doing designs for G-Witch. Some of the side designs. Yeah, Kenji Terioka. But, again, it's hard to know for sure who did this. Because, I mean, even when I was saving all the staff art that was popping up on Twitter from the various artists, no one person, like, had this as, like, here's my credit, you know?
I did this guy that was on screen for 10 seconds before getting murked.
Yeah. Hey, this one you do get three of these, and they do an all right job, I will say, specifically because like Olcott gets to kick ass in it. I like this machine though. So it is
it's like a Gray's Dom with a dash of like ground type Zaku.
Yeah, so it is meant to, like, it is definitely meant to be kind of, like, a junkier mobile suit, like, relative to the standards of what is going on in, G-Witch. But, like, looking at it, the head is, like, you have this sort of, the shape of it almost reminds me of, like, the serpent or something weird. Like, it's got this, like, head that is... you've got, how to describe it, like, you've got, like, a rounded dome-like head in its overall shape, but, you know, the middle pops up a bit more, and it has, like, inset into the face, like, an eye, but it's a weird one in this case, because it's, like, you have, like, this gray circular piece, and then that has, like, a little red square inside of it, so the little red square is the eye, so it's just, like,
it
a kinda weird
It kind of reminds
shape.
Me of, the fax sphere from Code Geass,
yeah,
inlaid sure. in a serpent head.
Yeah. No, like, seemingly no head Vulcans or anything. It does have, like, a little vent on either side of, like, where the eye is, but nothing too crazy there. So Six just linked in the chat some art. That second picture just gives, like, you see what I mean? Like, yeah, why I would say serpent, right? Because, like, even, like, the little, I guess you would call it, like, the brow, right? That little piece above, like, where the eye is in. Just very, very serpent-like, from, Endless Waltz. But yeah, and then for the torso, you've got this, rounded, armored torso. You've got, like, a big chunk of armor in the middle, that's in a darker color, and then on the outside, like, sort of the pectoral area, you have these little bits of armor jutting forward that have vents on the bottom, and then you have the rest of the side armor that wraps around until it hits where the arms are connected into. Lower half of the torso is simple and rounded. It looks like, it's mostly just, like, where the cockpit hatch is, and it's just, not a lot of detail there. You do get a little bit of, gray frame from the side, but overall not, like, a lot of fancy detail on this, mostly just armor in nice shapes. I do like on either side of the, top of the torso, you do have these, like, cool bits of armor over the collar area. And then, interestingly, like, when you're looking at it from the top down, like, you can see it in the one production art and such, you actually have, like, a gap in the armor, that would presumably have, like, you know, mechanical detail on the inside that you can see. For the, shoulders, you've got, pauldrons that are, like, they are very, like, classic Gundam pauldron, but the weird thing with them is the armor on top of them doesn't actually cover the whole top of the arm. It's just like this little, like, out of the end of the armor, you just got this, like, little piece that raises above, like, you know, on the outside, like, it's at an angle, but it doesn't cover the whole top of the arm. You can still see, like, the arm's inner shoulder, the actual, like, part connecting into the torso, like, from the top through that. And then it's got, like, a little piece of armor hanging down on the bottom of the pauldron. For the biceps, nothing too fancy other than you've got, like, a little bit of a little jut of armor that, would hang above the joint even while it's bent, so, but otherwise just your typical, like, sort of rounded bicep. Then you've got very square forearms. They have, like, a, ooh, how do I even describe this shape? Like, if you were looking at it from the top, it almost has, like, an X of armor.
It's like a light hourglass.
Yeah. Yeah, like an hourglass shape. It's, really cool. On the bottom of the arm, you have, like, a joint on the, or not a joint, a bit of armor hanging back on the elbow to protect the joint. I like how square these arms are, and I like that it has, like, more of that exposed frame in the middle. Hands, you get a hexagonal hand guard, which looks nice. And then otherwise the hands are hands. For the waist, okay, I have to adjust which image I'm looking at because, you know, no art of this, friend, so it's like, okay. You for the crotch piece, you have, like, a cylinder that has a skirt sticking out of the side and a bit of square armor in the middle. The skirts are pretty, they're not very big, they're just kind of, you know, protecting, like, the leg joint, but they're not, like, too huge or anything. And honestly, in a lot of these pictures, they're actually frequently, like, bent up because, this guy is doing the Dom leg thing frequently of, like, you know, doing the hovering movement. And, so the legs are kind of bent at a forward angle a lot of the time. Don't really have a good example of the rear skirt, though. From what I can see here, it looks like it mostly just wraps around. Like, it's just a single, like, big wraparound, rear skirt. Kind of Dom-like, in that way. The thighs are huge, it has chunky thighs, mostly square, though they have, like, a little jut of armor on the front, and it, an interesting thing about them is it looks like they have, like, two segments on the thighs, like, it has, like, a clear line, like, going around the, you know, like, middle of it, but otherwise, just, like, a huge thick thigh. The lower legs are kind of, like, so the knees are popped up over the joint, then you've got, like, a vent on either side of the leg, the armor is mostly rounded, this armor style kind of reminds me of something like a, again, like a bell-bottom of, like, a Dom, but, like, a little smaller, it kind of reminds me of, like, an Ishigaki suit, like his, it's very columnar, especially, like, if this was standing straight up.
It's funny you mentioned Ishigaki, those vents, they kind of remind me of similar, but in different spots, vents on some of the Space Revolutionary army suits from Gundam X.
For sure, yeah. It's just, yeah, those vents where you get, like, a vent of a there's just, like, a white vent of, it's a different color, so it's, like, very easy to, like, have the eye drawn to it.
I do have a rear shot of it.
Let me see.
The shot is garbage because I'm having to take her from Instagram, who does their best to make it so you can't get images.
yeah, let's see.
So, here you go. Low resolution with Instagram HUD in the way, but at least
okay. So the sides are wrapped around, but actually the back of the skirt is flat and then has two thrusters on the bottom of it, or two vents possibly. Okay,
it has like an F91 thruster unit on the backpack.
Yeah,
we're jumping ahead of getting ahead of ourselves, but yeah. Huh.
You also have a that this actually is helpful too because you actually have some thrusters on the bottom of the bell bottoms on the back, right above the foot. The feet themselves, big stompy feet, you know, nothing too crazy to say there. They have, like, a little armor on top, and then you've got, like, huge sole armor, that, you know, is most of the foot. This guy's very, in a lot of ways I would describe this guy as very no frills, until we get to the backpack, which, like you said, okay, so the backpack is kind of like the F91's, like, style of, you know, there's a bunch of thrusters, like, in an array, like, horizontal thrusters, just... You can see four of them lit up in the image that you linked of the back there, but they don't have, like, big fins sticking out of them or anything, but it's just the way they're lined up, very F91. And what's also very F91 is on either side, you have a weapon rack mount.
Yes.
On either side.
It looks like the rack where the VSBRs slide up and down on if you have something like, you know, the robot Damashii, which I do.
Yeah.
But we know that they're used. So maybe they have a double purpose then, because we know that they're used to hold the halberd and the assault rifle it carries.
Uh huh. But also we know that from the bottom of them, it has those two guns that pop up, that it holds under the arms. So I think the bottom of them has the possibly has these rifles mounted on them, and then the backpack has the also has, like, you know, holsters. Along the whole, like, it's a whole thing, so you can have, like, you know, the halberd mounted on it. It's neat. I like this machine a lot. Also, it has the neat thing with these rifles where they have, like, for the one that is dual wielding, like, the two rifles, the rifle that it is dual wielding has, like, you can see it in the image I linked, like, a circular area for the handle there, so it can, like, you know, have it move around the handle, which is kind of cool.
It also has looks like two magazines per gun.
Yeah, you can see cool them on the looking. Back. The thing with this suit is the way it's shown definitely feels like it is meant to be seen as kind of underpowered, right? It is using all solid weapons. It is not using any beam weapons. It has, you know, it has a heat halberd as its, like, weapon, which is cool as hell. And it still can cut through a mobile suit. Like, we see it cut a Hindry in half with it. But, you know, everything in G-Witch is generally using beams and such. So it's, like, one of those things where it's just like, huh, this has, like, a specific feel that it gives off just because it's using, like, a heat weapon. And the underslung guns seem to be, like, they're machine guns, but they're, like... they feel almost like a more honest way of doing a mecha-sized machine gun to me, because one of the things I really like is when it's using them, is that they kind of, like, fill the sky with flak, basically, when they're firing. It's really cool. I like the way that these are, like, what these look like when they're being fired at in the, show, or when they're being fired from. Well, because you have, like, let me pull it up, actually, because I have the episode saved. I know which one it is, so... second.
Oh, also here's a shot of the weapons folded up on the back, and it does support, yeah, Chris is correct, basically there's a side-by-side situation on the backpack you can see here, because that one still has the rifle on its back next to the cannons.
Yeah, right. Oh yeah, and also it has, like, a single I believe also just like a solid rifle that's like a big chunky rifle. It's in the series of four pictures there. It's in the third image. It's just like a big square assault rifle that, again, very no frills feeling. But yeah, give me one second. I want to find the bit where it's firing the cannons in the air. Give me one second. Cool weapons on these guys, though. I mean, you know, it's a solid weapon, so of course it's like, it just has, like, this kinetic feel that you don't really get in the same way from, like, I mean, not that, I think G-Witch generally does beam effects pretty well, but, like, here, the thing I like about the machine gun, though, is, again, it fires, these machine cannons, when they're, like, firing, they fire very rapidly and just kind of fill the sky with ammo, which, like, I feel like a lot of machine guns that you typically get in Gundam do not, like, do that kind of thing. Like, they typically fire at a little bit of a slower rate than this.
Mm-hmm.
I just like that about it. It just feels cool to me that they fire, like, a constant stream of bullets like that. And also, like you mentioned, probably why it needs two separate packs of ammo on there. It's a cool machine, though. Dom-like hover movement on a beefy lad that has cool weapons. Like, it's hard not to like this one. This is... I everyone I know that has watched the show, that, like, for the one-offs, this was a lot of people's, like, one of their favorite, like, weird one-offs, because it was just... It gets a good showing, I think, in its one episode that it gets to appear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it was definitely the standout of the one-off friends, and I kind of expected that, you know, we would see more of those characters and more of that suit, and then it's like... counting down the episodes, like, oh, here we are at the end, and we never saw these people again, and never saw this suit again, oh well.
Yeah. You sure are talking about Witch from Mercury, aren't you?
Yeah. Yeah, I really want to know production stuff on that show, because, season one, I think, generally holds, like an idea together of, like, okay, it is doing things, and then season two is just, like, things are happening, but then things stop happening, and it's just strange. Alright, so that was the Protoros, which was by Hanumat Manufacturing Industry is the company. So I guess for the next one we would go to, just going down the list of, like, weird one-offs, the Hammerfield Corporation. These ones are definitely by Kenji Terioka. And these are the Capel Ku and the Capel Geo. We'll talk about the Capel Ku first. Let me link that for y'all. This is the one that did get line art in the book. This friend is in the very first episode. This is the suit that Ghoul is fighting in his initial duel. It's a pretty cool one. Knew this was a Kenji Terioka one because on Twitter... Kenji Terioka had some art of it, which was pretty neat. He labels all of his art fan art, which is funny to me because my brain just goes, but but you're the artist on the show. Is it called? Is it even fan art when you are the artist on the show? But, you know, whatever.
Maybe he was just doing it for himself and not officially as part of his job, so it's therefore fan art.
Yeah.
Or maybe he just wants you to know that he's still a fan no matter what.
Yeah.
Could be.
He has a very interesting art style. It's fun seeing him design mobile suits, because, like, in IBO, all he did was the, you know, the tanks, the mobile workers. So it's, like, one of those things where it's just like, oh, huh. But, yeah. Trying to see if he had any other ones of this. Not really, that I'm seeing, but, he has a very unique art style, though, and his designs themselves, even when turned into settee for the show... are kind of strange. I'm trying to think real quick if he did any other mobile suits. Because I think I mostly know him for vehicles. I know a way to see this. Kenji Terioka MAHQ. If I do that, it will in fact maybe. Oh no, because of the way that Google does this. Damn. Okay, it pulls up some unrelated, like, related suits from links, but not, you know.
Well, if you search on site, it'll bring up everything he did. I'm credited here for some of the Eldora suits in Re-Rise, all of those G Gundam inspired suits. Also did some stuff here in Build Fighters, like the Ghost Jigen M and F.
He also did the Amph from 00, which is interesting because, the Tyrans are, the Tyrans are also him. Okay. I didn't realize the Tyrans were him. I mean, I guess I can see it looking at the line art, like the Tyrans from 00. It's just,
They have that kind of bulky boy, more walking tank than mobile suit look.
Yeah, you know what? That's fair. I just, Okay, yeah, so he did the Tyrans, and then also, like, yeah. So he has a style. The Capel Coup here, to describe it, is a kind of a weirdo. It has a head very similar. Honestly, the more I look at it, part of me wonders if he did do the Proto-Rose, because even the head here actually has a similar thing where you have a rounded head. In this case, it has a head antenna, which kind of makes sense for, you know, when you're doing the duels at the school, the antenna are the important part. So basically anything involved in the duels would have like a commander antenna like this. And then it has an inset face that is like a little, like a gray orb with a red eye in the middle. The head is very inset into the torso. The torso is kind of almost like the way it is separated. You have like a very how did I even describe it? So you've got an armor plate on either side of the chest there, and then you've got like a black plate in the middle that has the cockpit hatch. There's a gap on the pectoral plates between the pectoral plates and like the plates on the lower half of the armor, and you know, so the gap kind of has like the feeling of a vent.
You know what it kind of looks like when you look at the whole thing? It really reminds me of the Ahead from 00, which also is a Terra Oka design.
Oh yeah, the Aheads, right. The Aheads, which are a weird design for me because I always think they look bad, except then sometimes I think they look alright.
I'm generally not a fan of the entire Ahead line, just like, I don't know, it's just not my jam as far as 00 goes.
Yeah, they look strange, especially their line art.
I like the shoulder thrusters, that's about it. But not what we're here for.
Yeah. So you've got this like plate below the cockpit hatch that covers the waist joint. Has a very almost model kit like way of having the torso connected into the waist here, because like you can see it would very much have like a front and back, you know, pivot that it could do because of the way the piece that plugs into the waist is designed. Then you also have surrounding the head on either side for the arm armor. You have like these almost like cylinders that the arms are connected into, which I'm trying to think of what that reminds me of, because there's another... Actually, wait, is it the Ahead I'm thinking of? That? No, because the Ahead has the... It does have separate, like, little arm connector areas. It just reminded me of some other suit. I'll think of it eventually. But you have, like, these cylinders that the arms are plugged into. And, like, it's just an interesting way of doing, like, a arm connection joint there. Like, there's not, like... You know, normally you would have, like, some visible, like, mechanical bit between the arm and where it connects into the torso. Not here, just two big cylinders, and then the arms are just kind of directly into those. For the shoulders, you have armor on the top that is, like, a big rounded piece that goes from the front to the back of the shoulder and protects a little bit of the side. Fancy bicep, just because, like, the shoulder is so minimal, so you've got, like, armor on the front of the bicep, and then the... back area of the bicep, you've got like it's rounded and almost looks like it's muscular because of the way it's like rounded and the way the panel line goes. It almost looks like it has like a tricep muscle or something.
You know, the whole thing, especially with like the black and gold coloring, it really gives like a athletic vibe, which kind of works for, you know, the sanitized combat nature of the duels at this school. So it would make sense that this suit would have more of that an aesthetic than, like, a pure military one.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even to the point, you know, jumping ahead, like, you know, 30 seconds here, but, like, its handguards are, like, inspired by, like, MMA sparring gloves.
Yeah. Forearms are pretty simple. Bare-bones armor around the forearm. You do have a bit of an elbow guard. It looks like the elbow pads are both black. And then you have a black wrist piece before you get to the hands, which, as Six mentioned, yeah, you have hand guards that go far enough back that they are actually, like, partially over the wrist. They're, like, looks like you could punch with them. I kind of like them. They're neat. Just because, like, I like when we get hand guards that are not just squares. As someone who's been a Gundam fan for a long time and has built many Gunpla, very used to, you know, handguards just being squares, or sometimes squares with panel lines on them. So these are kind of neat. The waist, again, very minimal. You just have a crotch plate on the front and back. No skirts at all. Huge thighs, though, because of this. Which I say huge, but again, because it doesn't have the skirts there, and it has some extra armor on the leg, it makes the legs look a lot bigger than you longer than you expect, just because usually you have skirts blocking that. The armor is, so, rounded armor, it looks like you can almost, like, have a clearly distinguished front and back to it, like where it's, like, bolted together, and then you've got these, like, two on the outside of the leg, like, these two big cuts, or not cuts, opposite of a cut, they stick out, like, these two, like, weird claw-like things going forward. How do I even describe these? Words are failing me. Just like these two raised areas, they're like a raised point that are, you know, wrapped around the front to the back of the thigh.
Protrusions,
yeah. Just strange looking. You know, and the you have a little bit of an armor at the base of the thigh that goes over the knee. You have some very inset knee armor. It does have like distinct knee armor there. It's just very inset over the joint. Then the lower leg, again, just very basic, other than you have a little bit of heel armor on the back. The feet are very mechanical feeling, like you can see how this is put together. You can see, like, there's the part where the toe and the heel are connected to, and, you know, all of that is very visible. And then the foot armor, matching the handguards, is like a bright yellow, or not bright yellow, like a mustard yellow, and, well, Dijon mustard yellow, I'll say. It's like, yeah. And those are over the tops of the feet. Makes it look like it's wearing, like, I don't know, like slippers almost or something. It's a very, because the armor is so, like, undetailed and, like, rounded on the top, it just has a slipper feel or something like that to me. As for the backpack on this guy, again, minimalist backpack. I don't have a quick back view, but it basically just has a holster, which is for its heat sword. So this also is actually using a heat sword for its weapon, though it is using a beam rifle for its rifle, which is like a little, very small rifle, like a little square guy with a barrel at the end, and the barrel, and then the gun has a bayonet attached to the bottom of it. It also has a small shield with a spike on it. Trying to see if I can find that in art real quick. Probably just need to pull up the episode. I'll probably do that. Have to do that for a few of these, probably. It's fine. Just because, again, the nature of these guys being, like, weird one-offs that exist to get jobbed in some way. But yeah, no, I think this guy is at least a very interesting guy. It's not like a cool standout design, but it is interesting.
Just kind of a cool sports guy.
Yeah. Oh, there we go. Oh yeah, it's a very Zaku 1-esque shield, actually, too. It's just, it's got like one big spike, though, instead of the three spikes on it, the way it's wrapped around there. Yeah, and this guy gets fucking wrecked by the Delanza pretty immediately. Doesn't really do much. However, there is a sequel to this guy that appears in episode 13, when you have the catch-up duels with Saletta basically having like all the duels where it's like, oh, we need you know, while you were away, you got like people asking to duel you, so you need to do this. And that would be the Capel Geo. The Capel Geo, again, very absent friend. The overall design looks very similar to the Capel Ku. Has a head that has more of a guard on it, almost like a going with the sports theme. It kind of reminds me of like a boxer helmet or something, like, you know, when you're doing like school boxing.
Yeah.
Still has the same horn design. Torso is the same design. Arms are the same design. However, the main armament, basically everything about this is the same. other than the head and the armament. The armament being that now, instead of having the shields with little spikes at the end, it is a shield that of a similar design with a square, like, box at the end that then has, like, a little barrel and it has, like, little beam guns. And it wears these, like, over the whole hand rather than, like, being held by, like, a handle. These are just worn as, like, mittens. So it's just, like, a weird... It has two shields, and it has the its hands in there, and it has beams at the end of them. Goofy little guy.
Yep. I don't like either of these designs, but...
Yeah, they're fine, I think. Then, from the Daigo Corporation, we have the Klebari. These are also Kenji Terioka designs. These guys are... weird. These are the ones that, are fought by the Farrakh, or not by the Farrakh, by the Zwart, actually, by Elon at the, start of, whatever episode it is, the episode with the, you know, with the Farrakh initially. This guy is, so we've got a boxy head that has, like, a very wide set of eyes here. Like, it's got, like, a green eye plate. That, you know, it gives, like, it doesn't feel like normal mecha eyes to me. This feels like a, it feels almost kind of goofy because of the shape of the eye here. Like, it feels like, I don't know, it feels like a Star Wars robot or something, like, the way this eye is. Just feels very strange to me. And then it also has, like, a little mouth plate in the middle, like, a little, like, gray mouthpiece. Horn sticking out of the top of the head.
It's just a 4/16 by 9 gym.
God, yeah, it kind of is. So for the torso, you've got these, you've got a middle section that's just a plate on top. You have the outer pectorals that are, also the torso goes out kind of far forward. On the pectorals, you've got a little, like, red piece at the very end of them that has, like, a little circle detail. Then for the lower torso, you have, like, the cockpit hatch area and some armor wrapped around it. Going into a very similar joint, actually, as the prior suit with, like, the capel, for the waist there. You've got arms with a pretty standard shoulder armor. You know, it's got front and back armor. You've got armor wrapped around the top, and it has, like, a little bit that hangs over and protects the bicep. The biceps on this one are very squared, pretty standard looking, if not maybe a little bit short. Then you have the joint, and then you have really, really long forearms going on here, that have, like, basically built-in missile pods that are connected to them, that are, like, 6-barrel missile pods. And then you have these little 3-finger hands at the end, very rudimentary, like, little turtle hands.
Uh-huh.
For the waist, minimal front waist again, though it has, doesn't have a skirt, but it does have, like, more, armor, like, at the top. It's not really a skirt, but it does have, like, armor at the top of the waist, like, going around the back. And then the rear, it does have a rear skirt, which is to say, a giant, like, thruster unit, basically, that's got thrusters.
And hover.
Like, yeah. That just, yeah, it's got a bunch of downward-facing, like, hover parts. And it also has a foot on the bottom of it, kind of, like, it's got, like, a heel, just in case, like, that's touching the ground, I guess, which, you know, makes sense, I guess, instead of it just dragging this on the bottom. Then for the legs, thigh that is mostly, like, frontal armor and a little bit, and, like, less armor around the back of the leg, the joint, which is very visible, and then these big boxes as the, lower leg, that, only real distinguishing thing on those is that the bottom front part of the armor has, like, a little square bit jutting out, very minimal feet again, just kind of a toe and a heel attached to some mechanical parts, backpack, which consists of, like a big, just like a big thrust, or probably a hover unit, I should say, that has 2 cannons on it. Cannons are neat looking in design. This guy feels like a, frame arms to me or something, actually, the more I look at it.
It kind of reminds me, even though the designs aren't exactly the same, but it has kind of that same unwieldy feel as the gun tank R-44 from F-91.
I could see that, yeah. I could see that.
Like they honestly, just don't look like good concepts executed well, like, in-universe.
Yeah. Like, honestly, if this looks like it would transform even, right? Like, the legs would flatten out or something, and it would just have, like, a full tank mode.
And it sort of does, but not quite. It just sort of, like, pops a weird sort of squat.
Just pops a squat, yeah. It's a neat one, I think. This one, definitely, I think, better than the Capel Coup. For the armaments, so it's got the two beam cannons on the back. It does have a handheld beam rifle that it can use. The handheld beam rifle, kind of, it's like the same color as the armor on it, which is interesting, and it's got, like, almost like a wing at the end or something, it looks like. It's weird. It's a weird shape of beam rifle. We don't get good close-ups of it, sadly. This was the other guy we got line art for, though, from season one, actually. Like, that originally did not have, like, line art or a section on the website. And then also, yeah, the 6-tube missile launchers, and apparently a single beam saber. Don't remember it using it, but it probably did use it once. I guess there's a reason it has these hands to begin with. It's using the rifle and the hands too. I shouldn't say that. These hands have use, even though they are like the weird little three finger hands.
I do like how awkward it looks in this shot where there are two of them side by side firing missiles, and one of them is still holding its rifle and just sort of has it bent at a weird angle to keep it out of the way.
Yeah. Very strange. Well, like, even the way the missile pod is loaded is really weird, right? Because normally you would expect that the arm would be connected into the joint, and then the missile pod would be a box attached to the wrist. And instead, it's the reverse. The arm is like a piece attached to the missile pod, which is the forearm. Like, the missile pod is the forearm, and then has an arm attached. If you took more of these arms, you could theoretically bolt them onto the top and the sides to give it more hands or something. It's very weird.
Yeah.
A very strange looking guy. Let me see real quick in my folder with all the Kenji Terioka art. I don't know if he drew these guys like as like one of his little fan arts, but I'm gonna look real quick. Just give me 1 second. Kenji Terioka. He did not draw this one, looks like. However, he did draw the next one we're looking at, which would be the Klabari. What is it? The Klabari Dawan. So this is a one-off guy that I'm gonna have to pull up another picture for at from the episode because I have a picture of it in the hangar on the wiki from like going off the related units, but that's not gonna help.
Yeah, it seems like, looking around, it seems like almost nobody has art of this thing.
Yep. I know the episode, so I'm going to pull that up.
And this guy, if you're looking at the official G-Witch site, gets shunted off with all these other little one-off dudes into their, like, other MS section of shame.
Mm-hmm.
The ones that aren't enough.
We're talking about today.
Yeah. The ones that aren't important enough to warrant their own profile page.
Yeah. It's, let me see. Okay, we see it. It's during the Battle Royale. We see this thing, and it's weird. Hold on. I'm trying to get a better angle on it. Okay, here we go. So here's a good, side shot of it. Doesn't have the whole thing. Though, okay, hold on. I want to see its full legs, because I just saw it in this scene deploy its legs down and do the very thing that I was saying the other one should do. Like, the tank mode of, like, you know, kicking the legs forward and just going completely flat. Let me see. I'm trying to see if I could just see another angle of this guy. Is this the guy that gets just fucking murked? Yes, this is the one that... Yeah, by Sophie just fucking, slowly burning a beam through the motherfucker in a scene that I found quite horrifying, actually, in that episode. Yeah,
this was from
the
first student slaughtering sequence.
Yeah. One of two of those in that season. Okay, yeah. So we don't really get a good view of this guy, unfortunately, from, like, a top angle. So, just going off what we can see here. The head is a very similar design, though it has a slightly different, horn. It doesn't, like, the prior one had a... It looks like the horn is, like, less substantial, and also it has an extra camera. It's like the horn got a camera on the bottom of it, so the top of the horn got smaller, basically. Then the torso is the same design, just with different colors at the end. The arms are now just these, like, weird claw units, I would say, is how I would describe these. I presume they have a weapon built into them. Because it looks like they have, like, a little circular barrel in that last image I linked. So I presume they just have, like, beam cannons built into them. Along with having, just... I guess you would call them rudimentary fingers, these little, little, you know, things sticking out. Then the leg units look like they are pretty similar, only there is more side armor on them, it looks like, from, like, the, side view. But otherwise, like, when they're kicked forward, they look almost exactly the same as the, prior unit's legs, the regular Clibari. The other major change is the backpack, where we have two... I was going to presume they were missile pods, but if you look at, like, the way that, Terioka draws them, they don't look like they're, like, they look like beam cannons, right? Because those look like lenses or something.
Yeah, there's some sort of weird beam weapon.
And maybe just because it's orange, but they kind of remind me of the pods from the Mobius Zero.
Mm-hmm, like the gun barrels, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, these are weird. Unfortunately, this guy gets to see no action, and the motherfucker who pilots this is dead as hell. So yeah, not a lot going on with this guy overall, because he gets fucking, it just gets destroyed. But, you know, it's in the ones here, so we have to mention it. Next, from Farisa Robotics, we have the Azrawan. This one is an Ebikawa design, and I do actually have a better picture of this one from Ebikawa himself. Like, there's the picture from the episode. That's the one that I believe the... A lot of these are just the ones that the website uses, the G-Witch website. I like this art a lot, showing the... this is its alternate mode. Well, because... Okay, so in the picture that the main website used, so this has a... almost demi-barding like head, like, you know, where it's just a full rounded dome with like an eye on the front, has a V-fin style horn for its horn, and like a little yellow eye. The torso has a big peg hole on the front of it, and not to be quick about the description, but it's mostly just like almost all like one upper body armor piece. Like, it's not, it has like the front peg, and then, like, in between, like, the armor on the top and bottom half, you have another, like, little sub-peg hole there. But there's not really a lot going on the torso. No vents, no, like, weapons or anything. The shoulders, this motherfucker has just circles for shoulders, like, very, just big circles that have a plate of armor bolted onto the front and back. Kind of long arms that, again, they sort of remind me of, like, the, They remind me of the demi-barding, but, like, the arms are just more circular than that. Like, the upper arm is literally just, like, a cylinder with two bands on it. And then the hands at the end of the arms are, like, the three-finger hands again, because they like using those in G-Witch for, like, simpler mobile suits. Moving on, the waist, we've got a skirt with, like, two, like, presumably maybe thrusters on the front of them or something, like little holes basically, and then a front crotch plate that like extends downward, a ball for the thigh. The upper leg is just a cylinder with a single plate on the front of it. The lower leg has a plate that when standing straight up, it looks like the upper like the plate on the thigh and the knee would like kind of like, you know, come together and, you know, just be like cool armor structure. The lower leg is like rounded red armor. You have a foot that has an interesting design because you've got a, you know, the sole of the foot with, which is like a brown, the top of the foot, which is black. And then there are like two dashes on the, of like, white armor on the top of the foot. Can't really see the backpack for this guy. It may not even have a backpack, honestly, given its weird design and it doing the hovering movement. What mm-hmm. it does have for armaments, though, is it has a shield that can pop off of the arm and link onto the torso, which is, like, what's going on in the Ebikawa art here, and it looks fucking cool. It also just has, you know, it does have a shield on the back of it, is what it looks like, on the back of the body there. Just a big shield, protecting it from back attacks, I guess. No surprise attacks on this friend. It's cool. I wish we got to see more of this guy, actually, just because I do think it is, in fact, kind of a cool guy.
It looks like a 30-minute mission.
Yeah, it does look like a 30-minute mission, especially when you consider, like, the gimmick of how it pops the, you know, the little shield off.
It also is kind of silly, like, and, you know, the this very kind of low-rent V-fin that it has in its eye sensor, it kind of has that vibe of like someone who takes like a really shitty car and then puts a spoiler on it, like, look, I customized it, like, oh, okay, good job, you did a thing definitely with that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I will say, when, okay, so for quick things, because I pulled up the episode, so yeah, when it makes a fist, the it has like these little parts that I think the way that it does it is I think these push forward over the fist. Like, you can see that they're on the forearm there before it moves the shield to the torso. But you can see that the fist, like, goes into him. So it just, it's a punchy. It punches. That's all this guy does. Oh, wait, hold on. Have a view of the backpack. Here we go. The backpack, right below the shield that protects the back, there's just a single thruster. That's it. Very bare bones guy. I think this guy kind of rules, actually. Oh! Actually, another thing I should mention, sorry, I mentioned that the upper arm has those bands. It's because the upper arm is all bendy. It's like a Zeon aquatic suit.
Mm-hmm.
It's got bendy arms. Hell yeah. Alright, I completely forgot that detail. That's fucking cool. I like this guy, actually. Oh, one other weapon, actually. And you can see it in the picture with the fists. It does have, like, wrist Vulcans, like little wrist beam Vulcans. I like this guy, actually, a lot. It's just very charming. It's just a boxer covered in shields. And it's not like the shields don't work. It does actually effectively, block a couple of the shots. This might be the one-off guy that gets mostly the best showing just by virtue of surviving a single shot like that. Turns out, still not good at dealing with funnels from all ranges, because it still has enough gaps in the armor that it just kind of, you know,
goes to pieces.
Yeah. But man, this is a cool looking suit, I think. I like this friend a lot, especially now that I found out the arms are wiggly arms. I actually think that this guy needed more screen time. I like it.
I don't think I'm a fan, but I appreciate what it's trying.
Really? Okay. I think it's cute. I don't know. I like it.
Chris, tiebreaker.
Silly but inconsequential.
Damn.
Sure.
Alright. Next up down the list of one-offs from Fobbler Motive is the Hostler 2. This one, just the image.
This one's so dumb.
I love this guy. This guy's so good. This one is an Ipe design. Let me pull up Ipe's, kind of obvious, just given the head and the way the eyes are, this feels like an Ipe design. Feels like Ipe having fun. Let me pull up his art of this, because he did, like a lot of the guys working on the show, he did his own, like, fun... Actually, it's full standing art, too. It's actually useful for our purposes. Also more color than the version in the show, because, you know, Ipe over-details his designs, even when it's a weirdo like this. The Hosler 2, so what we have here is a very Gyuzhin-esque head, I would say, right? Or like a Manrodi-esque head. Like, you know, it's a rounded dome, but much wider than like the prior suit, like the Azura one and stuff. Has a horn on the top that is very similar to like, it almost looks like it has a small lance sticking out of the top because of this design. Mm-hmm. It's very goofy looking. Then the head itself also has like four head vulcans. Torso is a simple boxy torso. You've got like a vent in the middle, which is kind of cool, along with like the vents on the pectorals. The vents on the pectorals are like, you know, just two, you know, rectangular cuts in the armor, but the one in the middle actually has like a full like vein of like vents there, which is kind of cool. And then you have like a little square cockpit hatch below that. I'm presuming that's the cockpit hatch. The torso is like a circular piece that connects into the waist. Just a simple lower torso there. The shoulders are also like simple ball shoulders. No armor on the shoulders, and the upper arm is just like these thick, this thick black armor that connects into the joint. The reason it has no armor though is because the way the arms are designed is the forearms go all the way up to protect even like the shoulders. Like they are full shields, and we see it using them as such in the show. Like it, you know, it does block using these, which is pretty cool. The forearms, so, you know, they're designed in such a way that they could still bend and rotate, on, like, that axis to protect itself. Just really cool arms. Again, a unit I actually wish got a model because I like how, like, weird this is. For the lower part of that shield, though, you have a little beam built into the hands, as well as, in the show, these aren't really colored too differently, but, they're a lot more muted, but on, Ipe's art, like, two basically, like, pink fingers, at the base of it, which is kind of fun. And then you have little rectangles on the outside of the, arms there, and what these do is these pop out and reveal its beam saber weapon, which is to say, the motherfucker has beam propellers, like, Victory style, and I love this. I think it's so fucking cool and cute. I love it. Love to see the return of, the beam shield helicopters. For the waist, the central waist area just has a thruster on the front, no skirts, the legs are very high up on the waist, and also are short. It's kind of got a stubby design going on. The upper, thigh does have, like, a little vent on the top, like a little scoop there. A little bit of an indentation, on the front of the, thigh as well before you hit the joint. You have your circle joints that are very standard joints, a knee piece attached to the, lower leg, lots of thrusters all over the lower leg, like just small ones pointing downward, some thrusters on the back of the leg that are also colored in like red. You can kind of see them from the front there. I'm trying to see if I can get a good shot of them in the anime. We see it from behind here. Ah, here we are. Yep. So you got these, like, little red squares on the back of the leg that have, like, a bigger thruster in them. Big feet. I love the feet design here because it's got, like, two big claws on the front, and then the heel is just, like, these giant triangular pieces. And finally, the backpack is very basic backpack of just, you know, big square backpack that looks like it would mostly be for containing fuel with two, like, square thrusters on the bottom. Very, like, old-style Gundam backpack going on here. Does have, like, little vents sticking out the side.
I think between this design and the Azrawan, the last one we covered, if you combined them, you could make a really great shout-out to Zeon Aquatic Designs.
Yeah. I like the Hostler 2 a lot. I mean, I just like Ipe's designs. I'm one of the people who has still not gotten sick of his design sense. This feels like a weirdo from G-Reiko to me also.
Mm-hmm.
Just has that vibe.
It also has the vibe to me of, like, some country's dumb mobile suit in G Gundam, and I mean that in an endearing way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this because is the just... mobile suit of Neo, you know, whatever, that's gonna get curb stomped by a Gundam instantly.
Yeah.
Neo Sri Lanka.
Sure.
Has the Sky Gog.
The Sky Gog God. I love the propellers, though. They're just fun.
Very fun.
I like it in Victory. Having the Shokyu model, I want more suits that have the propellers, because to be fair, the effect part on that was sick as hell. I'm a sucker for them.
I love beam rotors, I'm not gonna lie, so I gotcha.
Yeah.
It's terrific.
I think this is a very standout guy for appearing for roughly 15 seconds before getting wrecked. Let's see. How does it get wrecked again real quick? Ah, bits, of course. Because none of these fuckers know how to account for bits.
I mean, it's hard to account for bits. You see that, like, it's like they went in and only threw paper and they should have thrown rock. This is hard.
That's fair. Anyway, next one from Baiho Technical Lab. We have the Hypolis going off the katakana there, actually. This is one of the designs by Wataru Inaba, or also known as Ko Inaba sometimes. He is the guy who had been famous for prior working on, Armored Core 4 and 4 Answer. Did several designs in that, including, I believe, the Lancel was him, the type Lancel. And he also did the Ferrakt and the Zawart series for G-Witch guys that are not one-off guys. We also actually get good full body art because of him as well. This was also posted to his Twitter. This is full body art of this friend.
Ooh.
So this is a weirdo, if it wasn't evident to those looking at it from the base. So by default, when it first deploys, I actually love this about it. It doesn't look like it has any arms, so I'll talk about it, like, as its base form, and then I'll talk about the arms it then gets later. So, the head is another one of these inset heads. You can tell that they are all designing grunts, because they all have this same thing that, like, even though these are all different artists, they're all doing these, like, little inset, very non-humanoid heads, which I think is cool. But yeah, so you've got like a little like bar for the face there, a little light bar, like sensor, that's like in the face, surrounded by, you've got like a almost horseshoe piece of armor on the top that has the horn, resting in the middle of it, going straight up. It's a very, very long horn, very square horn. It looks cool though. Cool design of horn. Then on the tops of the head on either side, you've got these like bits of sort of like dark red cheek armor, though they are above, I guess, the cheek actually. For the torso, simple torso, just a big block in the middle, just a huge ass block. The side pectorals, again, just huge blocks, no real detail other than like some little bits of panel lining. Has almost the most normal piece connecting into the waist though, because it actually has like a classic Gundam, like, you know, two squares, like the like double square abdomen piece going into the waist. So on a very atypical design, that's actually a very typical thing to have, like, for a Gundam design. For the arms, it basically just has these two giant beam cannons. You've got, like, if you were looking at them from the side, they would look like an enemy from Darius or something. You know, it's like a beam cannon that's at the front with armor on above and below it. And then just a bunch of armor that has thrusters on the outside, three thrusters. So it almost looks like it has no arms because of this. However, the top and bottom armor of this pops open to reveal that they are on joints. And they can, you know, pull out. And it has these, like, little sub-arms with, like, little three fingers that in the style of, like, the... like the Hazel or like the
Theo.
The Theo, yeah, little sub arms.
Although the four beam sabers, when I look at the full body art, this thing just looks like fat General Grievous.
God, yeah. Then, for the waist, you have a beam cannon built into the crotch, just, like, a third one there, that has, like, two tubes wrapping around into the back. For the bottom of the waist, you've got, like, a little bit of armor. You've also got a big, like, square block that's protruding at an angle out of the back that I'm presuming is just, like, a big thruster. For the legs, a large circular joint piece connecting into the legs with a, the upper thigh of this guy almost looks like a chess piece, like a rook or something to me. Like, it's almost castle-like legs going on here. You can't even really see the, you can't see the joint even. You have the lower leg connected there, and you can see where the leg would bend, but it's all just, like, almost like one structure. The lower leg has some thrusters on the sides of the leg, and you've got these very, you got feet that are weird because they almost have, like, this front and back symmetry, I would say. Like, the heel and the toe are very similar in design, and then you've got, like, this middle bulbous piece in the, coming out, from the, sides.
I just wonder how this thing even stands up, because it's got very small feet, it's got a very top-heavy appearance, it's got kind of this big butt, it's got chunky legs. Like, how does this thing even move under gravity?
My presumption would be, just hovers. Look, the classic solution whenever you have an unbalanced mobile suit. I will say, at the very least, while it does have small feet, when we do see it from the side, it is surprisingly compact in its shape. Like you know, everything's kind of located in the middle, at least. So it doesn't look like it would be too overset, like, one way or another. But yeah, it doesn't look like the most structurally stable guy. We do get a... the closest to a backpack shot that I can get, actually, here, which would be, this angle. It just has a huge square backpack. Oh, no, yep, sorry, you actually found a better
one. It does a spin attack, so you get single frame.
Yep, right after, and yes, it is literally a single frame that you captured there. Yeah, so I was right about the, tail. It is just two large thrusters on the tail. And yeah, so it's just two thrusters built into the back for, like, the quote-unquote backpack. I love this guy. It's so weird. Just the triple beam cannon and having four beam sabers. Again, it's just so weird in a way I really like. I feel like they were able to, like, kind of do some, like flex some weird creativity with these designs just because of them all being, like, weird one-offs, you know? And I really like this guy. It feels, honestly, going into the Armored Core 6 talk just a little bit, this does feel like it would be, like, a weird, like, high-end MT. You know?
Sure, yeah.
Like on the level of the boss quad leg ones that pop up, just like a weird chunky lad, more of a four and four answer era one than a six era one, but yeah. All right. We're rounding this out. There's only three units left. From Viren Systems, we have the Zavalvi. This is the Takayuki Yanase design, very evidently by him. That is riding on what I can only describe as a batleth with motors on it. This design feels very like, oh, this is one of his designs. Here, I actually have good standing art also drawn by him. So, this feels very much like his frame arms designs or something. Or like a Super Robot Wars original, especially this head.
Just it also this, feels like it just, could kind of belong in Full Metal Panic.
Yeah. Where to be fair, his good buddy Kanetaka Ebikawa does the designs, and yep. Yanase and Ebikawa work together a lot, and they have an overall similar art style, though I will say Yanase, I think, does more, he has more angles going on in his artwork. He loves doing these, like, flat, angular, like, details a lot. Not that Ebikawa doesn't do that either, but I feel like Yanase goes extra hard in on those, having lots of flat angles on his suits, which even is here. So for the head, we have a very, very unique head, out of all the ones we've looked at, because this one's like a normal, almost humanoid head, though it is long front to back. Has an inset little visor mask, that is all green, for the face. Does have head Vulcans. Has like a double horn setup, like it has a horn sticking out of the back of the head, and then it has like a little subhorn sticking out of the side. Which is pretty cool. Always like a slight asymmetrical head. The torso the center of the torso almost looks like the nose to a jet or something. It sticks forward quite a bit. Lots of angles on it. It has like a little white hatch on the top, which I presume is the cockpit hatch. The pectorals are very flat. You have these like flat bits of what color is that armor? Like a sort of a brownish, tannish color.
Yeah, a little bit of orange in there.
Yeah. As like the little, they're like the little bits at the end. Otherwise, it's blue armor on the top and bottom. You also have a piece on the bottom of the torso that like is just like some armor that wraps around, you know, the center of it where it connects into the waist. And I always like that. That's the thing he does, like, is the free floating like torso armor like that, protecting like the middle of the torso. He does that on a lot of his designs, and I quite like it. For the shoulders, we've got overall kind of simple shoulders. You've got like the an armor plate on the front and back of these, and then a very square armor plate on top. The plates just, again, flat angles and panel lining. Very simple, though, nothing too fancy with the shapes. Though it does have connected to the sides of the shoulders here, I believe. Actually, no, those are on the backpack. Okay, those are on the backpack, so I'll leave those. Sorry, couldn't tell. They go around the shoulders a little, the backpack thrusters, but they are on the backpack, actually, looking at it. So the upper arm, then, is just very simple bicep, just a white, you know, square piece. Simple joint on the arm. The forearm, lots of flat angles going on. He has the bottom of the forearm kind of extend back a little and protect the elbow. Very simple wrist and hands here. Again, just a gray piece for the wrist, like square. And then, you know, pretty standard manipulators. For the skirt, you've got a big thruster on the front of the skirt, along with like two little skirt pieces that are not really hanging down like a skirt, but they are like front skirts, quote unquote, as we call them on Mecha. They're just very like small though, and protect the bare minimum of the upper thigh there. These side skirts have this nice kind of like rounded square shape to them. They're just, you know, they have a little bit protecting the front and back, and then on the sides, the actual side part of it, you got this nice flat plate with a little square detail on the top. Trying to see, let me look in the episode, do we get a view of the rear skirt of this guy?
Here's the best I can do for you.
Okay.
There's also, I also have included the, it's perhaps the most disrespected design because you don't even see it lose. It cuts to a big shot of it being a blue sparkle in the sky and just getting shot and destroyed.
Yeah. The rear skirt looks like it's kind of like a, looks like it's just kind of a fancy plate that has a little downward bit in the middle from what I can see there. Then the legs, big angular thigh, the front of the thigh armor actually hangs down below the knee. Again, you got a lot of these flat angles that feel very Inase to me. Got a little bit, you can see a little bit of the leg joint, the lower leg. You've got like some white armor around the, where, you know, the joint is, like the quote unquote knee area. And then it's mostly blue. You have some really interesting feet going on here because they are like, you have like the front toe, which is white armor with like blue on the bottom. And then you've got like these two basically like heel spikes, like two like high heel spikes that are sticking down on either side of the heel there. Also has a thruster at the bottom of the back of the leg. Then finally, the backpack. The backpack is a small backpack with a double thruster at the bottom. And it has two arms on the backpack that connect into these really fancy like side thrusters that the way they're popped around, they are around the shoulders. And you've got like a big intake basically on the front with like two claws, I would describe them as, on the back, like for, you know, directing the flow of the thrust, and, you know, two big verniers on the back. These look really cool. And then I mentioned its weapon. This thing basically rides around on a giant blade batleth thing that has two thrusters on the back. And it, I presume its mode of attack is boomeranging around. And
it does also have beam Vulcans on the batleth thing.
Yeah. It is, it feels like a mobile suit that is very just reliant on its mobility in that way. but as you said, just gets sniped out of the fucking sky and dies immediately.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a really neat looking guy for the very short amount of time it's there. It's just, you know.
I feel like it's the most developed and balanced that we've seen so far of the designs. Like, you just look at it in isolation, and this feels like it could be a real mobile suit that appears as more than just a one-off throwaway.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the others just kind of look like obvious. Yeah, Prodorus, like, most of the other ones, they just look like obvious throwaways. And this one, it's like, no, there's some thought that went into having this be, like, a good-looking design.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it almost sort of evokes, like, Zone of the Enders to me, with some of the aesthetic on this thing.
Mm, okay. So.
Could also be the colors, very Jehudi colors.
Oh, actually, sorry, there is one other unit I'll have to bring up, so that we actually have three left.
Okay. Yeah.
Sorry. Or do you have even more?
No, this is just... Let's keep going.
All right, I guess it's been an hour and 20 already. Look, we're the next ones will be pretty quick. Next is the Rudy and Winston the Jeanette.
This thing is sick.
Yeah, so this one is another Ebikawa design. I also have more art from him. let me find that real quick. We have art from him of this in flight. Probably the best, one of the better body shots we can get of this guy. This is another one that appears at the slaughter, the school slaughter moment. So this guy's got... The head is like a Gray's head that got stepped on, is what it feels like to me, or something. Like, it feels like an Ebikawa head, but the head feels like someone stepped on it. It's very flat, but, like, in a weird way. Specifically, it kind of reminds me of the Schwalb Grays, is what I think it's reminding me of, or something. Let me double-check that I'm remembering what the Schwalb Grays even looks like. No, I'm seeing it, yeah. Just, it's even more flat than that, though. Because, like, the Schwalb Grays, you know, has its, like, little visor, little line visor like that, but wide head on this guy, big horn, like a lot of these. You got, like, a little red eye, camera with, like, a little face is how, the way the armor is separated at the front, it just gives face vibes, but, like, a weird little face. It feels like a little goblin of a mobile suit. I mean that as complimentary as I can mean it. The upper torso, as it were, you've got, like, another, like, a ring of, like, pointy armor that has, like, a tube around the back. And then another, like, strut of the torso that has more armor. It's really bizarre. This thing's designed more like a mosquito or something than a mobile suit. Then you have, like, the piece that connects into the waist, you've got, for the arms, you've got, like, a shield for the shoulders, like, rather than, like, normal pauldrons, it's almost like it has, like, a little talgy shield or something on either shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
These shoulders have omnidirectional thrusters on them, it has four of them, pointing at all the angles. For the arm, you get these, like, very, like, tubey arms? That's how I would describe them. They look like pipes, like sewer pipes.
They're kind of Leo-y, actually, since you mentioned the talkies.
You know what? That's fair, yeah. Like, they have that same, like... Because the Leos also have, like, the end, like the ends of the arms are, like, you know, thicker cylindrical pieces. And, yeah, just, like, looking at this guy, he's got, like, pipes for arms, though. A very extended wrist with, like, a very visible ball, so, like, it has a lot of, like, wrist articulation, weirdly. For the waist, you just kind of have a crotch plate and a circle. Not really any side skirts or anything. Its legs are just two balls with thrusters on them. I guess, like, so you've got, like, a big armor piece that has just an orb with a thruster in them. And those are the legs. Then the backpack is an X shaped backpack with a, like, out of the X of the backpack, you have a thruster coming out of every side, and it's like a little ball thruster that has a thruster on the front, back, and outer area. So it This thing feels like it would be very maneuverable in space. This backpack reminds me of, like, the 0079 space jet packs, though, is what it reminds me of.
Hmm. Sure.
Oh, and I forgot to mention, it has a stinger on the back of it, on the back of the skirt, or the waist.
Just has a stinger.
Just has a stinger. Its armaments, I guess, not including just the stinger, has, like, a little rifle that has, like, a pack at the bottom of it. Very boxy little rifle. And it has a shield on the left arm that is wrapped around. Wrapped around in a way that feels very similar to me to the Dracese shield, kind of. Yeah, this is a freak. I don't know yeah. how else to describe it. It's
kind of
a freak.
The same in line with the Drossy of, like, flying guy with, like, really not any legs and big thrusters.
Yeah. I think I like it overall. It's not like I don't like it.
It does, however, have legs.
What?
Let me post this for you. You get, like, 5 frames of when it first deploys. It has legs that it auto-purges that I assume are just for landing on.
Oh, I forgot this
look
detail.
Look at these.
Oh my god, yeah, it does have little... Oh, and the stinger is extendable, as we can see here.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Oh, those are sad.
I
and it just they just instantly like just crumble into nothing. It just purges them off. Later.
I want to ask Ebikawa, what were you doing here? What
is this making? This is an all timer. This is
I
like
it for sure.
It's so good.
I like it. It's just what were you doing, Ebikawa?
Now the part that confuses me is watching this. I don't see that it ever uses the leg thrusters. Maybe just in this environment, it would be going too fast if it used them?
Yeah.
But
they're mean,
just there.
It's fine. Don't worry about it. I like this guy. It's just such a strange... I like these one-off weirdos for getting to just be, like, the one-off weirdos that they are, but my god, are they... Well, my god, are they one-off weirdos, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Final ones. First we have the Grants Enterprises Rakoi. I believe this one's also a Terioka design. Let me double check my folder. Kenji Terioka. Did he draw this one? No, he did not. Okay, I don't know. I actually don't know who did this design.
I don't have anything for it either.
Yeah. This guy is weird to me. I'm trying to find it in the episode, actually, really quick, so I can get a better view of it than just the website image.
Yeah, I do think you get a shot of it, like, standing full. It looks like a... I'm trying to find it, but it looks like a big, bulky, like... It looks kind of like Power Gym-ish.
You know what it kind of reminds me of, actually, looking at its design? Kind of, for whatever reason, I don't know why it's giving me this vibe. It's giving me, like... Canon Illafuto vibes in a weird way, even though like it doesn't
sure,
have like the
yes.
it doesn't have the it's like if you normalize the Canon Illafuto though, right? Like because the Canon Illafuto is still very like turn A-ish. This feels like if you kind of gemified it more. I don't know, it's weird. So you mentioned it's like a gem, so it's got like a very gem like head with like a screen face, though it's a little bit more flat. Does have a Mohawk camera, also a bit more flat than you would expect. Two horns coming out of the little cheek area. Like, so it's got, like, you know, the two cheeks sticking forward on the sides of the head, but then it's got horns swept back from there, which is kind of a cool look. Very bulky torso. Looks like it has, like, either thrusters or possibly, like, Vulcans on the collar area there.
Mm-hmm.
Big bulbous piece of armor in the middle, along with a... Like little bolts kind of in the top of the chest armor, like sealing it away. And then it has like vents on the pectoral areas, as would expect. Not finding a good view of this guy's torso so well. Ah, here we are. Hold on. Best view so far. So it does have like a quote unquote like stomach bit of armor there which I'm presuming is the actual cockpit hatch there, like the lighter armor. Don't really get a lot of good views of this guy, though. This guy kind of just disappears, I feel like, from the fight. Because watches,
he doesn't seem to do anything.
Watches his buddy get killed and is like, I'm out. Bye. Just like, okay, I'm leaving. Yeah. Yeah, I was trying to see if I could find any more of it, and no. Not really.
No.
Oh, wait, hold on. We do get one other angle of it, though, here. Cool gun, I'll say that about it. Anyway, okay, so moving on to the arms. Simple shoulders, just shoulder armor that has, like, it's wrapped around the shoulder, protects the top, the sides, the etc. Has, like, a little base piece that is protecting the bicep. Bicep is huge. It has, like, a big round bicep. The forearms are also quite large, and circular. Almost looks like gourds or something, I feel like, for the forearm design. Just has gourds.
Or, you know, there's also some, like, I think there are comparisons to be made to the Demi Trainer.
Yeah. Yeah. Five finger hands, we'll say, rather than three finger. For the skirts, the front crotch piece, you've got like a little cylindrical piece at the top of the crotch. Then you've got the armor. The front skirts are just big square skirts with thruster cutouts on the bottom. The side skirts are just big squares as side skirts, and then the rear skirts, from what little we can see of them, same thing of having like a plate with thrusters on the bottom. The thighs, really thick armor on the thighs, like on the sides as well as on the front. Just really big armor. Don't really get a good shot of the lower legs, unfortunately. Or the backpack, honestly, I would argue here. Because the backpack in the first image is obscured by the bazooka because it is holding it under the shoulder. It's like doing that thing of holding, you know, the bazooka under. And then in the second view of it, it has the bazooka popped over the shoulder then. The weapon it's using is like a cool big bazooka, like I'm presuming a beam bazooka or something, because it's got a square barrel. It is just like a big gun, right? Oh, actually, I guess looking at the design of the backpack, that would still have to be the backpack there. If you're looking at the image from the side where it's next to the other weirdo whose name I've already forgotten that we talked about. I guess that, like, big barrel on the back has to be the backpack, so it definitely has, like, something big sticking out of the back of it there. Like, whether that's just, like, a big propellant tank or what. I just... Again, we don't really get good views of it, unfortunately. Since, you know... One-off weirdo. Oh, wait, hold on. Oh, no. I just think they just inconsistently drew the bazooka, actually. Because here... If you look at it rotate, it just has the Gundam X, like, Dotrus-style backpack, actually. Like, where it's, like, just, like, the little square thrusters in the bottom of the torso. I think they just drew the bazooka differently between the two shots. Huh. That's very strange. Well, whatever. Either way, the bazooka, when it is underslung, has a huge piece on the back then, with, like, top-loaded ammunition. And then when it is over the shoulder, it still has the top-loaded ammunition. It just doesn't have that huge... round piece on the back of it. Very square bazooka, very weird looking. The scope is sticking out of it like an ammo belt would. Like, it's got like a weird like bunch of like little circular parts in between it. It looks like an ammo belt feed or something, which is weird, but there's a scope at the end.
Yeah,
very bizarre looking bazooka. Kind of the most normal of these one-off friends, all things considered, though. Like, I don't think... It feels like a grunt still, but, you know, this
is... I mean, it feels aggressively normal.
Yeah, like, almost... Yeah, yeah. You know what? That's fair. Aggressively normal would be a way to describe the Rakoi. The very last guy, because I know we won't talk about it otherwise, would be the Space League's Cargor, which is actually from the last episode. Or the second to last episode, I believe. The Cargor is a design that is also by, who did the Cargor?
A suit so insignificant, it doesn't even get to have a model number, and is the only one in this series to not have one.
Yes, because even all these one-off weirdos got model numbers. It does appear in, oh, it's a Yanase design, right. I think this guy's actually pretty fucking cool is the thing. Like, yep, as a design. So, for the head, we have a head with a very complex set of cameras going on. So you've got, like, cameras on the outer, like, edges of the head. That also, on the armor of these outer edges of the head, you have, like, these little wings, but you have, like, purple, like, cameras, like, you know, on the sides of the head. And then also a purple camera on the face that, like, has almost, like, a horseshoe shape going on with, like, the way it's arranged in there. Just a really unique and cool head. I would recommend looking at this guy on the wiki. It's weird. Has very much shades of, like... like, I guess, like, a late 00 unit or something, which makes sense given it's a Yanase design.
It kind of looks like, I guess maybe not, it's not, you know, enough detail in the animation, but it looks like Unicorn to me.
Really?
It looks like, okay, a Federation, like, you know, kind of Jesta-y.
Or like vibes. a Gustav Karl spinoff.
Sure.
For the torso, pectorals have little vents built into them. The middle of the torso sticks out a little bit, has a big, like, hexagonal hatch for the center bit. Looks very armored, though. Just big black piece of armor. Rounded bits on the underside where it connects into the waist. For the shoulders, we've got these big rounded pauldrons that... I'm trying to figure out what these remind me of. These remind me of something. They have black armor on the top, like a thruster, maneuvering thrusters on the front and back. Little bit of green lining armor around the edge, then a big thruster sticking out of the side, which then has, like, a little, like, scoop thing of, armor hanging, from the bottom of it that protects part of the bicep. Thick, chunky, rectangular, upper arms, more rounded forearms, that, not really any detail on them, just kind of some panel lining, little... black wrist connector and pretty standard hands. For the waist, more shapes. Lots of shapes on this friend. Very Yanase to have just a bunch of shapes like this. Because you've got, like, an upper crotch piece that has a, that has, like, a hexagonal piece in the middle of it, below it. Then you've got the two front skirts that have, like, thrusters on the top and the bottom of them. Trying to see if I could get a good shot of the side skirt. It looks like it just has, like, a almost like a hexagonal side skirt where the bottom of the hexagon is, like, stretched a little bit more, and it has, like, a little holster or something in the side there.
Mm-hmm.
No real good images of the rear skirts from what I can find. No good rear images of these guys. They're always facing towards the camera. Chunky upper thigh. Again, very shapely, lots of little angles on it, because they Yanase loves putting the angles. Then big hexagonal knees, chunky lower leg armor. Foot is kind of a standard foot, though it does have, at the base of the leg, it has, like, a bit of armor below the knee, actually, now that I look at it, that is just, like, kind of, like, it's like it has, like, a guard below the knee, basically, that, like, kind of has, like, a round hanging bit. And you can see that when the knee is bent, it has, like, a gap in it. You can see it in Yanase's front art there that I linked. And then, like I said, the feet just look like kind of your standard mobile suit feet. You know, you've got a front toe with armor on the top and then a heel piece. No real good view of the backpack, though it does have, like, two square parts on the backpack, so it's, you know, definitely got, like, bigger thruster set than you expect from the other one-off weirdos here. Its armaments seem to be a beam rifle that is fairly simple in design, and then a shield. The shield is pretty cool. It's got a nice shape to it. It's got, like, a stripe of gray armor on the middle of it, then it's got the green armor on the sides. It's got, like, these five little vents cut into the front on the gray piece, and then on the underside of the shield, it's got, believe, missiles that it's firing there?
Yes.
Also, I believe that's a beam saber that is kept in the shield as well. You can see a beam saber strapped in the bottom of the shield there. Unless that's just the, yeah, that's gotta be a beam saber, because the missiles are coming out of the, in between the layers of armor there, I think. Again, for a guy that only shows up in one episode very quickly and doesn't even get a model number, actually feels like it has a lot going on with it. It just didn't really do anything. It's just the Space League's cool, like, guys at the end that don't do anything.
Yeah, it's a lot of designs for the show that it seems like they probably had bigger plans for.
Yep, again, the reason why I know we don't have a lot of info, so I don't want to speculate too much, but I want to know the production stuff, because it feels like things were rearranged in weird ways, for sure, to me. But who knows? Any feelings on this guy, Chris?
You know, interesting for what little we see of it. It kind of has, with the bulky look to it, reminds me a little bit of the Geshbent from Super Robot Wars.
Oh, yeah, I could see that. Like, lots of the, you know, rounded armor all over it.
Yeah, good design, like, even though it doesn't get to do anything.
Yeah, it feels like when you bring up that comparison, Chris, what my brain feels like is, this is the weird in-between of a Geshpenst and a, and like a Huckbine, right? Like the weird, you know, this does look like an SRW unit the more I look at it is the thing. Hold on, like, let me pull up something that I feel has a similar vibe.
I think the Schwarzwald is sort of an in-between between the Geshpenst and the Huckbine.
Yeah, the Schwarzwald, that's the one I'm thinking of, I think. Let me see, Schwarzwald, SRW. Is this the one, or Schwarzwald? Yes, actually, very much this, holy shit. Hold on, here's six. Take a look at this design, because I'm sure you haven't seen it.
Oh, wow, yeah.
This is a cool guy, also. SRW has some cool fucking designs. Yes. Anyway, yeah. It does have, like, similar vibes, though, just especially with, like, the head and, just the roundedness of it and whatnot. Obviously, the SRW design, because SRW does this, goes a little hard in on detail, but, cool guy. Alright. Well, Chris, you got to join us for all the fucking misfits and weirdos of G-Witch, a very new show. A lot of these guys, I really hope, getting line art at some point.
Yeah, would be nice, but to not have to use screenshots.
Yeah, would be nice. Well, I guess with that, right. The question. Do we have time for the question, Six, or should we put that off? Or Chris, would you want to answer the question as well? It was the one linked earlier. We talked about it prior to recording.
I
already spaced on what it was.
I think my stomach wants me to not answer the question.
Yeah, I am also down for not answering.
I'm sorry. Look, it's okay. We got all the weirdos. It had to be a long one. All right. Well, with that then, Chris, where can people find you on the internet and your work and your website and the juicy details for that?
So, of course, mhq.net. You can find links on there to our Facebook group, our YouTube channel, our Discord server. We're also on Blue Sky. I'm personally on Blue Sky if you want to follow me, C Guanche. That's about it.
All right. Six, how about you?
You can find me on Twitter at SixDetmar, SixDetmar. That's Twitter. That's also a co-host. DMs are open for any questions, comments, listener requests, that sort of thing. ScanlineMedia.com, Patreon.com, so ScanlineMedia. Dylan, what about you?
You can find me on co-host on Blue Sky on Twitter, all at Low Poly Robot. And yeah, that's basically it. Have not been too online, but you know, you can find me those places if you wish. God, we rolled this and I was like, oh god, this is gonna be a 5 minute, this feels like it's only gonna be like, you know, a 20-30 minute episode, and I'm like, oh right, I have to describe all of these weirdos. Ends up being an hour and 40, holy fuck. Anyway, well then, with that, six words.
All you Spaceians are gonna die.
Okay. All right, well, peace. Kid,